So, Power of Two is the podcast that Kimberly Chambers and I are going to be running to share our bits and pieces of knowledge and information with all of you out there who would like to know more in the diabetes world. I'm Jane Lehman, diabetes nurse specialist here in Adelaide, South Australia. And my partner in crime or comedy, I'm not quite sure which yet, is
Kimberly Chambers, pharmacist, diabetes educator.
So we're hoping that we can bring to you the combination of our experiences under the power of two. It's funny when you bring two people who have got similar experiences, but also lots of different knowledge together, just how much it magnifies the impact. And so we thought, I'm not sure when or how, that a podcast would be a great idea. All right, so Kimberly, why are we doing it?
Well, I think the reason that we're doing it, Joan, is because there's a lot of misinformation about diabetes in the general community, and it might be a good idea for us to have a bit of a chat and so people learn a little bit more about diabetes and get the right information at the right time, and that would help them with their diabetes management.
Yeah, and I think also, you know, there's lots of things that we get to see and hear about that not everyone does in the health professional world, and so being able to, I guess, share some of that with people for inspiration and knowledge, but also just because we've done diabetes a lot. So
yeah,
hopefully we can teach people something.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true.
So sharing some of those lessons. What else do you reckon?
And also probably a lot of experience between you and I, you being the nursing sector and me being the pharmaceutical sector, we've probably got a great combination of skills and knowledge, so we can share those, and we've got a broad aspect of diabetes and just kind of great all-rounders, don't you think?
I think so, and I think we've also been around for a long time, me probably longer than you, but your lived experience with type 1 diabetes means that you have been around as long as me, because yeah. You've had diabetes nearly as long as I've been a CDE. So that lets us look at the living with diabetes side of things as well from type 1.
Yeah, that's true. I guess there hasn't been a treatment in type 1 diabetes that I haven't experienced or lived with. So that gives me, as you say, the real live and hands-on experience. Doesn't make me an expert, certainly, in everything, but it kind of gives me a really good idea as to what people are experiencing and also the emotional side of things of living with diabetes from day to day.
Yeah, I think, too, the thing we'll be modelling for everyone is how to use the Diabetes Australia language statement around the correct use of words to make experiences for people with diabetes much more positive with their health professionals.
Yes, correct. I guess for me, that kind of was a light bulb moment, and I've spoken about this often in the public sector, was when Diabetes Australia released that position statement in 2011, where I kind of understood that a lot of my negative relationships with my diabetes occurred because of the poor language that was used as with me as a child, with things like the words control and test.
Did you get weighed in the waiting room?
I did, unfortunately, yeah.
And did you get told that you were non-compliant?
Oh, yes, those words. Yeah. And that I was somehow failing some sort of test. Test is one of those words that I really don't like at all.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you should say that, because I was going through a course for practice nurses that I'm reviewing at the moment, and I'm putting the correct language back into this course, and it's funny that the emotional turmoil I went through for urine testing, in that it was information aimed at nurses, so that's what they know it as. But if I model the word testing in the course, guess what they're going to say?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was to do with ketone testing.
Yes.
So I went half and half. Some things I had testing in, and then I would say checks, you know, ketone checks. And now I've said all of this, I probably will go back and take the full step to change it, because it is a dilemma, isn't it? That sort of thing.
And it's really interesting, because I had islet cell transplants in 2008 and 2009 for a severe hypoglycemic unawareness. And there was a big write-up in the local paper. And because I'm a pharmacist, obviously I'm in the public eye a lot, but I had a couple of people come into the store and say, I didn't realise you were so sick. And it wasn't until then that I actually realised that people thought that people with diabetes could be patients or that they could be sick. Because I've never perceived myself to be that way.
No.
In that diabetes is just a chronic health condition that people can live with and can live with well. And I've never perceived myself to be a patient.
And do you know what? Many of you listening to this will know that I've got three daughters, and one of them, Sarah, has an intellectual disability. I can remember when her diagnosis was sort of being sorted out. She'd had a long seizure, got helicoptered out to ICU, and then there were some other hospitalizations and things. And it was dawning on me that, you know, this was going to be her life. And I happened to be as well in the ward where I had educated other parents and their children and young adults around their diabetes when they were first diagnosed. And I can tell you, the memories of how shell-shocked those people looked, but also how brave they all were in facing that first injection. And I seriously channeled their past experience when I was going through something similar. And so if someone calls Sarah an epileptic, we all correct it. The whole family does that as well. So I feel in a funny kind of way what goes around comes around, because, you know, there I was giving something to people to help them, but they would all have no idea how much they helped me.
Yes.
And you're kind of the same, but the opposite.
Yeah.
In
very
that
much so.
You've lived with diabetes.
Yes.
You have all that knowledge and skill that then as a health professional you've been able to bring back as well.
Yes, that's very true. And again, it's very much about the modelling of language. It's okay for a person to want to use that language if that's how they choose. But I think that's really important as we as healthcare professionals model the correct language so that we give a positive impact.
Yeah, so absolutely. Powerful. And we're going to be modelling that in the words we choose to use, which we're hoping will also help people in order to change and think about their own language as well. All right, so we've kind of given an introduction to who we are. That will come out over the podcast, which we're probably looking at doing once a fortnight.
Maybe
we're gonna see how it goes. And we thought we'd also this time talk about what we're doing at the moment, which is getting ready to go to the Australasian Diabetes Conference in Sydney next week. So that starts for us some weeks before in preparations, would you not say?
Yeah, it certainly does. So we have to get ready. I guess for me, there's a lot of preparation in making sure that I have lots of diabetes stuff for my type 1, which usually starts about a month before ordering supplies.
Kind of supplies do you have to get ready?
All of my pump supplies, my continuous glucose monitoring, my insulin. It's funny.
Jelly beans.
Lots of jelly beans and hypo treatment, glucagon, etc.
Yeah.
It's interesting because that all starts getting packed about 2 weeks beforehand to make sure I've got it all, and double the supplies and split into two separate suitcases. So that all gets laid
you
out.
You must
in
have had a
suitcase.
Good educator at some stage.
Interestingly enough, Jane, I don't think I ever had an educator because they didn't exist years ago. But I do, over time, my parents were excellent. They were just, they taught me from a very early age.
You're in the country too.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
So even more, which is probably why you're so good at planning, because
there wasn't the backup.
No, especially in the country as correct. Well. So, okay, so have you got all your supplies?
Not yet.
We don't have to do a mercy dash to the NDSS stand
at the
conference, because that would be pretty funny.
I would hope not. I've never actually, touch wood, run out of anything at any point.
I'm touching wood too, listeners.
So I always make sure that I have plenty of backup. That's all going to get packed on the weekend. And then, of course, we...
Along with one of the most important things that you have to pack and takes preparation for the ADC Thursday night dinner, which is the...
The costume.
Yeah.
Which this year is...
No spoiler. No spoilers.
That it was a jungle.
Yeah, there's the jungle theme.
But that's all I was going to do.
But if we did reveal before, it... it won't be pretty for our audience.
No.
We have none. So I have in the past done costumes every... conference dinner with Victoria Stevenson, we kind of set a little bit of a standard. Victoria's now retired, and so then last year, Kiralee picked up the baton, if you will, and we came as the Words Hurts. It was a theme for
Language Matters.
Yes, but what was the theme of the night? Masquerade. And so we were completely decked out in diabetes blue, resplendent with Marge Simpson wigs. And I'll put some things up on our website. I might put a photo of that.
Yeah.
So we had Lada, Alpha and Beta Words Hurt.
Yes.
And so this year, those who are going to the conference, we'll see you there. What else do we do? We get organised with flights,
yes.
Accommodation,
yes.
And registration, of course.
And then we tend to look at the program beforehand to see what interests us with respect to guest speakers.
So we've got the Roche Day on the Tuesday,
yes.
Which both of us have been invited to be involved with.
Correct. Yeah.
So that traditionally is on the Tuesday. That's a full day workshop that Roche sponsors. This year, there's a diabetes educators dinner with Novo Nordisk.
Yes.
Which is...
on the Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yes.
A great chance to catch up with colleagues from interstate, because once the conference starts, everyone's going in different directions.
Yes.
Busiest week of the year for many people, because there's lots of meetings that are also planned off the side of it.
Just meetings.
Which ones?
Breakfast meetings.
Oh, yeah. Ungodly time in the morning.
Yes.
Do we turn up for the breakfast meeting?
7 o'clock. Oh. 7 a.m. they usually start.
That's not pretty.
Lots of coffee.
So working out, and you have to know those before because you put those down on your...
registration.
Yeah. So having a look at the registration and working out what you want to go and see, or people you want to catch up with too.
Yes.
If you're involved with different projects and things, I'm involved with two of the NDSS projects at the moment. So I'm presenting one of the presentations about the disability and diabetes one.
That's on the Thursday from
memory. I think so. Mm. Yeah?
Yes.
And so I'm meeting up with the advisory group as well after that, which I'm excited about because we all meet on teleconferencing for these things. So no one sort of gets to see who they are or anything.
And then, of course, we've got the AGM on the Friday where the Diabetes Educator of the Year is announced based on the State Awards. So that will be very exciting.
Yes. And as a past winner for
2016. Yes.
Yeah. And then I was SA. So standing on that stage waiting to hear the announcement, I actually wanted the stage to swallow me up. Because you feel like there's this big spotlight on you. You've got no idea what's about to happen. And that was my feeling.
Yes.
What was yours like?
Yeah, I felt a bit the same. It's quite overwhelming to be standing up there waiting. It feels like eternity.
It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a great honour to be awarded the national award.
Oh, and well deserved.
Oh, thank you, Jane. Yes, and well deserved for you as well as the state.
This is the, you know, mutual admiration club at the moment. So, yes, so we've already checked out what we want to do, who we want to catch up with. We've got the taxi organised with my daughter to get to the airport on Monday morning.
There might be bribes with coffee for her as well.
So we're all ready. And I imagine that our next podcast will be about ADC in a fortnight's time.
And the wrap up.
So. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to, you know, take notes and different bits and pieces so that we can come together and talk about it and share what we were learning as well during conference week. As I said, this is our first podcast, so we're hoping that it's going to cover stuff that you're interested. I'm sure it will get better week by week as we get more used to this kind of format. And we really thank you for listening. We would love to hear from you if you have ideas around what you want to hear us talk about.
Absolutely.
And so you can send those to me, maybe?
Yeah, perhaps.
Jayne, J-A-Y-N-E, at edfordiabeteshealth.com.au. And we're going to have a Power of Two page on there that we will put information on.
Yes.
Links with what we've talked about. So, like a picture of the costumes, maybe. But also where there's articles that we're reading or hearing about or design guidelines. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be of interest to who, do you think?
Pharmacists, nurses, nurse practitioners, managers of the NDSS, etc.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, anyone who's in the diabetes world, who is at the grassroots of helping people with diabetes, you're the ones that we want to help. And you'll find more information. So the website's www.edhealth.com.au. And that's where, if you go in there and maybe search Power of Two, you may come across the page, but I will be putting a link on the front page to help people navigate there a little bit better.
So two being the number two, not the word two.
That's right. And the two being...
the two of us.
Yes. So thank you from...
Kiralee.
And from Jane. And we look forward to talking to you after the Australasian Diabetes Congress in a fortnight's time. Till then, bye.
Bye.